Check one, check two. Does this thing work? Is this thing on? Had to dust the mic. We had to knock the dust off the microphone here for well chat. I don't even know what well chat this is.
20?
No, if this is 20, we gotta be like, this is.
We have to make it more monumental.
Yeah, hold on, take two. So, okay, that's take two. And this is, you can tell how much prep Chris and I have done for this episode. This is episode 20.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How many podcasts does your friend Monica have?
I think she's above 500.
Wow.
Now.
Okay. Well, she got a head start on us. Welcome, everyone, to Well Chat episode 20. We had no idea it was episode 20 until just now. Again, we had to knock a layer of dust off the microphone. This is our first Well Chat in a couple of months, so sorry for the radio silence. We'll explain that in a second. And this is just a catch-up. I'm glad it's episode 20 because it's just a catch-up fun episode. Get you caught up with all things wellness and what else?
Well, and a little personal stories, a few personal stories too.
Personal stories.
Because Neil, you had an interesting fall, did you not?
Not in a good way.
Do you want to tell everyone what happened?
So some of you who saw me this fall know this, but I didn't really publicize this, and I feel like probably there's a lot of people that saw me this fall that had no idea. I had a mishap in August.
What happened?
I was riding my road bike, and it was a gorgeous Friday afternoon, just a lunch ride with a few other guys from MSU, and I had a slow leak in my front tube that I had not noticed yet. And so I was going around a corner, and I heard this kind of as the tire slid across the pavement, and then I was on the ground. I hit shoulder first, and then I actually hit my head as well. But helmets are amazing. So, cyclists,
lesson one.
That's why you wear your helmet. I had a rule, like wear it but never use it. Well, I used it and it worked. I had no head or neck injury, but my collarbone was destroyed.
Shattered.
And then I had to have, because of the extent of my collarbone break, I did have to have surgery. That was the day after Labor Day. So I was in a sling for a while. It didn't stop me from making my rounds around the state this fall. But my first trip in September was actually, I think it was just 5 or 6 days after surgery, and I went all the way up to Haver. So driving, you know, with a pillow and one
pillow
hand
to support the arm,
the wing, yes. But the good news is so now it's been a little bit 2 months post-surgery and feeling great. I've got full range of motion. The strength in the left shoulder is not 100% of what the right shoulder is, but it's getting closer by the day. I've been lifting. I think I did a good job doing some rehab while I could and doing the things that I could do when I was in the sling and when I didn't have much use of my left arm. That was another good thing. It was my left arm, not my right arm. So I just tried to stay positive and look at the bright side. Yeah, I landed on my non-dominant side and better shoulder than knee or hip too. I was, you know, at least I could ambulate. So yeah, it was an interesting, it was a different kind of fall, but I'm feeling really good to just be healthy again and back to normal activities.
Did you do physical therapy exercises?
I did on my own. I played the role of my own physical therapist.
Okay.
I know a few shoulder exercises.
Okay.
And they seem to work out.
Good.
Another thing I did, I always wonder like what people think of this in the gym, but I mean, like I went to the gym with my sling and I would do exercises with my right arm. And I had one person say, you know, aren't you going to like get
one
bigger on one side? But actually, there's some science that says there's actually a crossover effect. It's like a neuromuscular thing that if even if you can only work one side, that will lessen the atrophy on the injured side. And I did have some atrophy, and it's amazing how quickly that happens. Like I noticed within 2 weeks, I was brushing my teeth and I was looking in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, like my left arm and shoulder is noticeably smaller. And that was like after 2 weeks. So I did have a little bit of atrophy, but I'm looking and feeling more symmetrical right now. And I've got some nice hardware that I'll keep with me probably forever. 7 pins and a plate.
Have you gone through airport security?
Yeah.
Since then?
Okay. I'm glad you asked me that. Yeah. I went through, I went to Portland a couple of weeks ago. And you know the thingies where you walk through and you put your arms up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and I didn't say anything. I was just like, let's see how this plays out, see what happens. So I went through that and it came up on my right, like, have you ever noticed?
Came up on the opposite side?
On the opposite side.
Weird.
So I actually got a pat down on my right shoulder. And I was like, your machine's broken.
Or the person checking needs to know that.
Yeah.
It's a little frightening.
And then I actually went through a metal detector and that didn't set it off. And I had heard that like the type of metal it is doesn't set off metal detectors.
One other question. Well, first of all, I think I can speak for everyone to say that we're glad that you are relatively okay, minus the broken collarbone. How is your bike?
My bike's okay.
Have you gotten back on it?
I've gotten back on my mountain bike a couple of times and actually did a couple of trail rides. And I intended, there was one day, it was a few weeks ago, where I got my road bike out. I got all geared up. I was going to go out on my first road bike ride. And I realized that so I mentioned that luckily I was with 3 other MSU employees when this happened, and they took good care of me and got me to the emergency room. And one of them actually took my bike home and got it all cleaned up and fixed up. And another one took my cycling cleats. And so I have another pair of cycling cleats that I put on to go for this ride, but they weren't compatible with my pedals. Oh. So I was all geared up. I was ready to ride. I'm like, let's do this. And I went to clip in my pedal and I was like, oh, these are not going to work. So I have not ridden my road bike.
Okay.
But I will.
But no fear of getting back on a bike.
When I did my mountain bike, I was wondering, because that was in my mind, like, am I going to be scared to do this? And I think I was a little too comfortable on the mountain bike. Like, to the point where I'm like, why aren't I a little more scared? But maybe, I don't know. It'll be interesting to get back on the road bike and try to go around a sharp corner again. I think that's where the mental weirdness is going to be.
And that probably won't be till the spring.
The way it's looking now, yeah, it's going to be a while.
Okay, so a few more months to really
just see to forget.
How that goes.
Yeah. Forget what happened. And you just got finished with a project. You had the first, I guess, official like full round of the 30-day nutrition upgrade. We did it in the spring as a pilot program to kind of feel it out, see how it went. But you just, I guess it started in October and it
just finished up over the weekend. Yep. So we had about 220 people participating, and that was there was at least one person from every campus in the
awesome.
MUS, including some of our agriculture stations. So I was happy to see that. And people are still sending in their final scores. We like to have a little fun competition going on with the program. So we both for the pilot and for this first round, we did Cat versus Grizz. And the timing is perfect because the actual football game
and the
Brawl of the Wild is this weekend. So I was going to give people a couple more days to submit their final scores, then we'll see which team
is going to win. You can't reveal right now? Is it close? I can't reveal.
It's very close. It's surprisingly close.
The first time we did it was close, right?
Yes, it was within a point. So this program gives a rough estimation of diet quality based on a set of 10 questions, and then it provides a letter grade, which is like an academic letter grade. So a B is an 80, an 85, a B minus is an 80, and it tracks it for 30 days. And so then at the end, you have both a letter grade and a numerical score. And so the last time, I think it was maybe 80 to 81 as far as Cats versus Grizz. And this time it's looking equally close. So we'll see which team can pull off the win.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Also, for those that might be interested, when will you run this program again?
In the spring. So spring 2019, and we are currently looking at dates. Tentatively February, but we... Yeah, need to iron out some things first. But yes, we will be able to offer it next semester. So anyone who is interested, be looking for that. So Neil, you were on the road for fall well checks.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a broken collarbone. Yep.
Didn't stop me.
How was that?
Had a good fall, other than, yeah, being a little bit slowed down. Luckily, this is just the luck of the draw, but I didn't have any exercise workshops scheduled in September.
Wow, that is very lucky.
Turned out to be a really good thing. All the workshops in September were about other things. And then really the bulk of our wellness workshops were in October. So by the time, I think the first wellness workshop I did was in Missoula, and it was our Move Better workshop, which is all about movement and just range of motion through all your different joints. So that one was actually really good for me because, you know, I got to do some yoga and some range of motion in my shoulder, and I didn't have to lift anything. So it worked out really well. Our well check numbers were really great this year. UM set
participation wise.
Participation. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They haven't sent me the biometric results yet. Thank you for, I hope so. Biometric results are good, but the participation was great. Missoula set a 1 week record. They had over 300 people per day for 4 days in a row. Bozeman at MSU, the last day of our well check on the MSU campus, set a one-day record. I think we screened like 366 people, and that was the most It Starts With Me has ever done in 1 day. So just some really good participation. People got their flu shots, and mm-hmm. So hopefully we can, as a university system population, we can make it through the winter all healthy and avoid the flu. You got your flu shot, right?
Yes.
I got my flu shot. My kids got their flu shots. We're all fixed up.
What was your favorite part about traveling for fall well check this year?
The weather was good, which sometimes, especially in there were some really beautiful days in September where I couldn't do much because I was wearing a sling, and that was kind of a bum out. But, you know, anytime I can travel and it's not snowing, that's a bonus. So last fall, I remember the last day of well check, I was in Kalispell. This was like right around the 1st of November, and it came a pretty good snowstorm. And so I had to drive from Kalispell to Bozeman with like white knuckles. I think it took me like 7 or 8 hours to get home, and it was very treacherous. So this year, weather was good. One thing I got to do that has been on my Montana to-do list almost since I moved here is I get to hike in the Mission Mountains one day. You have to get a
tribal permit.
You have to get a tribal permit. So went to the Walmart in Polson, and you can get your tribal one-day tribal permit there. And I hiked in an area that was adjacent to a grizzly bear preserve, and that was kind of unnerving. And yes, I had bear spray, but I was the only one back there. My car was the only one there, and I'm like, yikes, I'm just walking in the woods.
Were you singing?
My voice was tired by the end of that hike because I was singing to the bears, and they didn't like my singing, and so they stayed far away. The mountain bike I mentioned was a really great day. When I went to Great Falls, had really wonderful weather, and I was able to get out and mountain bike on their river trail system, which is just outstanding there in Great Falls. And so, yeah, I would say the best thing was nice fall weather and getting out and doing some activities that I could do.
In our wonderful state.
Yep.
Sounds lovely.
So we want to let you know, as we're kind of coming toward the end of 2018, we did want to give a little bit of a tease about 2019. Our wellness incentive program will be back. We are back with Limeade, and we are going to be unveiling some really neat new aspects of our incentive program that you'll be hearing about and that we'll be talking about in the upcoming weeks. We're excited about what we're doing in 2019. We're going to have a focus. I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. I'm going to save it. But we're going to have kind of an area of emphasis in 2019 and a few new directions that we'll take the incentive program. So we're excited about that, and we hope you guys participate. Is there anything else you want to say about the future of MUS Wellness? We're still here.
Yeah, that's a good thing. No, just looking forward to, like you said, some new things in Limeade. So next week is already Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
My favorite holiday.
Why is it your favorite holiday?
Oh, so many reasons. The food, for one thing. Thanksgiving is just like really nostalgic to me. Just the family element. But yeah, mainly the food, the pies, and Cowboys play on Thanksgiving.
All right.
Go Cowboys.
And what are you thankful for?
I have a healthy family.
That's wonderful.
And it was pretty much, you know, I broke a bone, pretty minor. But, you know, things like that make you appreciate your health. And when you lose even a small element of your health, it brings it into pretty good focus that we are very fortunate to have our health. And I heard somebody say recently something like, you know, like your health is everything. And, you know, if you lose your health, then it really makes you see how important it is. So what about you?
All my wonderful family members and friends. And I was actually thinking about this today, just what I was thankful for since Thanksgiving is coming up. And something that stood out was my book club, because it gets me to read one fun book a month. And it's a great group of ladies that gets together.
I feel like you've talked about your book club in the Well Chat before.
Have I?
I think so. And okay. You shared what book you were reading. So can you share what book you're reading right now?
I haven't started it, but it's Neither Wolf Nor Dog.
Okay.
And I don't know a thing about it except for the title right now.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see if I like
it. So it's about cats. I'm reading a cool book too. I'm really excited about the book I'm reading right now.
What are you reading?
I hope I don't screw up the title. It's called, I think it's called A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. And it's it's about how we came to know the things in the scientific world that we know today that we take for granted. So a lot of history of like different sciences like geology and astronomy and physics and that's where I'm at so far. I don't know where he's going with that, but this reading this book has made me like stop reading my news feed so much, because I want to read my, it's on my, I have it on my phone. So I'm not reading like the daily news, I'm reading my book, and that's been refreshing just to like.
Good.
Not, so I don't know what's going on in the world right now, but I'm reading a good book. So if you like science, it's a cool read.
What's the title one more time?
A Short History of Nearly Everything.
All right.
I'm trying to think of a fun fact for you.
You keep thinking about that, and I want to talk about Thanksgiving Day plans.
Okay.
We'll come back to that.
All right. So Kristen's like, I don't want to we ain't got time for this. Let's move on.
We do. We'll come back to it. So next week in Bozeman on Thanksgiving Day, there's a 5K and 10K run or walk, 5K, 10K event called Huffing for Stuffing. And there is a team of MUS Benefits Plan members located here in Bozeman. And we currently have 94 people on the team who will be running in that race next Thanksgiving.
Including Kristen and Neil. Yep.
Yes.
And that 94 is?
The largest team in race history.
That is awesome. Woo!
Yes. And we, through the benefits program, we are donating $5 to the food bank for every member on our team. So that is going to be nearly a $500 donation.
Fantastic. Huffing for Stuffing is a great event, great Bozeman community event. It always feels like the whole town turns out for that, mm-hmm. and they just raise thousands and thousands of dollars for the food bank. But if you don't live in Bozeman, never fear, because there's probably a Thanksgiving race near you. Thanksgiving 5Ks and races have, in recent history, I think since maybe 2010, surpassed the 4th of July for like the wow. top race day. More people run a race on Thanksgiving Day than any other day of the year. So here are some other ones that you can look up and get into if that sounds good to you. It's always, I think it's really great to, you know, start Thanksgiving with some kind of fun activity like that. And it doesn't have to be running, although that it, you know, it's such a fun, like, social thing when so many people get together and celebrate. But you know, my sister and I, we've done like cross country skis on Thanksgiving morning, but it's always nice to get out and do something active before you just go to work on the pies I was talking about and the turkey and the dressing and all that. So Great Falls has Burn the Bird 5K or 10K. Run Turkey Run, which is one of my favorite race titles, is in Billings. Run Turkey Run. It's got a 5K and a 1 mile kids run. Run Wild Missoula has a Turkey Day 8K and 3K. If you're not real up on your metric units, 8K is like 5 miles. 3K would be two about. And of course, a 5K is 3.1. Whitefish has a Turkey Trot 5K. Big Sky has a Turkey Trot. Doesn't say the distance on the information I have. There's a Turkey Trot in Sydney, 5K. Polson has one. And then this is actually my favorite title. Helena has the Gobble Till You Wobble 5K and 10K. Do they like give beer at the aid stations? Gobble Till You Wobble.
Well, this virtual. One is a virtual race.
Oh, it's a virtual race.
Yes.
Huh. So like you send in like I ran this much? Virtual race.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Maybe well, someone if you're can enlighten in, us yeah. about how a virtual race works.
And then, yeah, if you guys don't live in any of these locations, maybe you can do the Gobble Till You Wobble or just have your own virtual race, a race to the kitchen. I don't know. But yeah, so lots of different opportunities statewide to get involved and do something active on Thanksgiving Day. And often these races do support some kind of community programs or community food bank. So it's really doing something for yourself and for your community. All right, finally, we're going to close shop today, giving you a little tease for the next Well Chat, which will be episode 21. We're back on our numbers now. Recently, we did a survey through our incentive program where we asked people their favorite life hacks. And actually, I did that on the road too at Well Checks. On our prize wheel game. If I got to ask people questions, I was usually asking them what their favorite life hacks were. So we're going to share some of those life hacks with you. If you're like, what are you talking about? A life hack is just some kind of tip or trick, things that people do that help them get in healthy habits, or they make them more productive or efficient, just help their life be smoother. And so we kind of crowdsourced our population. We got some great answers. So we'll be sharing those with you on the next podcast. We had a blog post that had some of those life hacks on there, but we'll delve into it a little bit more in detail in the next Well Chat. What else you got, Kristen?
Nada.
I need some wisdom to end episode 20 here.
Too much pressure. Happy Thanksgiving,
everyone. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Until next time.
Be well.